Hey, audio listener, this isn't a trigger warning so much as an actual warning because we have to talk about our assistant health secretaries today. So we'll be talking about gender reassignment with 3 and 6-year-olds, which means if you have a 3 or 6-year-old in the car, you may not find it appropriate for them to be listening to. However, if they choose to block their pube process, you have no say in the matter. Just hit a rating on Apple or Android. This is all uncomfortable. Love you. See, I did this. You couldn't see because I did it before the intro stopped, but I turned around and I wanted to have my mug and go,
oh, my club.
Oh. I'll get you next time.
You will never find me, my club.
That was just the laziest villain voice ever in Inspector Gadget.
No.
Glad to be with you,
that's
everybody.
A classic.
In case you hadn't noticed that I started off with an Inspector Gadget reference, slow news day. But we need to release the pressure. We need a pressure valve from yesterday, and the Twitter stuff was reinstated in record time. So that's good. But we'll see what happens here. And I think the posts are actually interactable, but who knew? We'll be talking about a lot today. I realized this is bizarre. We haven't done a shallow dive segment on Dr. Rachel Levine.
Doctor.
Assistant Health Secretary.
Ah.
You know what? We have some questions today, so the best thing you can do when you're watching this is just comment, right? That's what
comment.
Helps the algorithm.
Do it. Hit it.
Can anyone here name, before I introduce you, because it's rhetorical, can anyone name the assistant secretary to anything else in the government? Can you name me the actual secretary of health of HHS? Can you name me the assistant secretary of housing and urban development? The assistant secretary of state? No, let me go further. Can you name me any assistant secretary of anything in the history of the United States? Not the secretary, the assistant, Z. Mm. So, Gerald, how are you? We have him on the show.
How are you, sir?
Doing fine. We'll be talking about Cuomo as well. Hunter Biden.
Yes.
A lot to get to. Quarterback Garrett, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning.
There you go. He went the white.
It's very white.
I did.
Yeah,
the
three quarters
really
popped out. And Dave Landau is here today. And by the way, Dave Landau, you're going to be at Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Ahoy, hoy, and yes.
Oh, okay. There we go. I think we
Skyline, have... Appleton, Wisconsin.
There you go. You can hit that little image there, Quarterback Garrett. There you go. See a plug.
Yeah. That really
I highly
is
recommend.
Him.
Highly recommend you guys go check it out.
Yeah.
Because he's mostly funny. Now.
Hey.
Hey. Fact check true.
Fact check.
Proof.
Half of Pinocchio. This is a great bit on Pinocchio, by the way.
I do. It's a puppet show involving my pants.
Yes. Wow.
I lie a lot on stage.
And then he takes you to Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
It's just Fire Island.
It's
just just a ferry to Fire Island.
Just my bedroom with a series of bells like Jackson.
Okay, so this is something that just is breaking right now. This has been trending on Twitter, and I just wanted to address it because it's so smug, and he has an asymmetrical crooked face, and I always like to highlight that. Brian Williams, smugly talking, and by the way, peddling conspiracy theories, which apparently are allowed on Twitter, and about Senator Ron Johnson and Russia. Watch this clip.
We're going to talk about Ron Johnson, the rare conspiracy theorist.
That's like
who is
weird
a regular on Meet the Press.
Experimental half moon in a children's book.
Accusing him
that's his
whitewashing 1/6, and here is why from today's hearing.
A very few didn't share the jovial, friendly, earnest demeanor of the great majority. Some obviously didn't fit in, and he describes four different types of people.
Wait for
plainclothes
Master
militants,
Williams' response.
Agents, provocateurs, fake Trump protesters, and then disciplined, uniformed column of attackers. I think these are the people that probably planned this.
As I always say, we paid extra to have those translated from the original Russian.
Did we forget when you lied about helicopter
asshole.
Fire?
Yeah, speaking of Pinocchio, why doesn't he blink in rhythm?
I have no idea.
It's like each side does it.
That's why I say it's asymmetrical. It's just I don't want to laugh if he had shingles.
No, that's true.
Well, can that
Gumshoe Ver? I think That was because we made that with Richard Painter.
And I found
like he had shingles. Oh, like, well, the joke still stands on
very
itself.
Hilarious.
Here's the one thing that I want to highlight to you guys. Remember NBC? This is him on MSNBC now. But people used to defend him in earnest state. No, he's one of the finest broadcasters we have. This is real journalism, Brian Williams. And conservatives like myself, back in 2009 with a blue bedsheet, I would say, if, no, listen, if you think that Brian Williams is my guide on actual journalist, you probably think the same about Walter Cronkite. People bought it wholesale. Yeah. And now that he's on MSNBC, he's free to peddle his opinion and lies and conspiracies that are allowable on big tech.
That's unbelievable.
So, I don't know. Do you guys remember? We were supposed to think he was an actual journalist until he got caught in a lie that was so egregious, they had to acknowledge it, kind of like Cuomo, which we'll get to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was the helicopter lie, which is a lot to lie.
That is a lot to lie about.
He didn't even start small. He's like, it's like saying you were like in the towers during 9/11.
Right.
And you're just like, yo, I was there, man.
I was there.
Like Geraldo, hold my beer.
That was me jumping out the window, but I just did a somersault.
Yeah, right when I hit the ground.
My judo break falls.
Yeah. You ever seen that Fallen Man clip? That me?
I was shot at over Iraq.
What were you about to say something about Brian Williams?
No, I was about to say something about Ron Johnson's statement. Like, he was reading a statement from somebody else.
Right.
He was just claiming that the crowd was made up of a diverse cross-section of people. Some people were unhappy. Some people were very happy. That's not propaganda.
We paid extra to have it translated from Russian.
Yeah.
Much like watching my young daughter perform in depraved sexual acts on the worst series HBO has ever seen. I can't even describe it because it's so disgusting.
Wait, what?
What show is she on?
Girls.
It's Girls, yeah.
Oh, that was his daughter?
And I can't even tell you what she did on it. Let's just move on. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram. Stop it. Instagram.
It was dinner.
Ladder with credit. The best thing you can do is just, this is a show you tune into Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern, because, you know, algorithms and all that
all
crap.
The fun stuff.
Yeah. We want another one, I guess, with Twitter, since we've been back on, but you can support us at mugclub.com/mugclub. Fight like hell is a promo code. You get $30 off.
Last day.
So we have a lot to get to. I do want to know why you guys think that even the media is turning on Cuomo now. That's kind of the question of the day, I guess. Is it because they don't have a common enemy in Trump anymore? It is surprising how quickly they're acknowledging just the depths of his shittitude.
It is maybe they miss their grandparents.
That could be it.
That he murdered.
They miss Meemaw.
You know what's happening right now. The lesser Cuomo on TV is like, this is my chance to supplant him. He's going to break the story. My brother was wrong.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No.
You watch.
He's going to have him on with a giant
sibling
Q-tip.
Rivalry.
Like, ah, we're doing Gallagher shtick. Did you ever see that? It was the most embarrassing
Gallagher
in all of the news. But before we get to here's, you know, again, just it's a cavalcade of former presidents and current presidents and reporters. And they've all worked together. It's an incestuous relationship. Because now Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen have a Spotify exclusive podcast. And this is so Rogan's in good company.
Obama.
Oh, jeez.
According to Spotify, the show called Renegades.
Look,
hold on a second.
Oh, wow.
Before I do anything, called Renegades Born in the USA. Look, Barack Obama was a junior senator about whom we know nothing. We don't even have his college transcripts. Likely a diversity admission, okay, who has never worked in the private sector his entire adult life. I don't think you could find a more inappropriate name than Renegade.
Well, also, Lorenzo Lamas had a show called Renegade.
That's, yeah.
I would have, might I suggest, Chips. I think that might work better. So it's called Renegades and Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen, whose biggest adversity, self-admittedly, Renegades. That he had to overcome was his dad unplugging his guitar when he didn't wash the dishes. He's been famous since he was 16 years old, was raised in an upper middle class family. And I'm all from a small town. No, you don't know what? You haven't seen a folk in 40 years. Yeah,
they both had a tough life, Stephen.
So according to Spotify, the show called Renegades, Born in the USA, will discuss race, fatherhood, marriage, and the state of America. This is per a press release with the first two episodes premiering today for free, and then premium Spotify users, I guess, get it ad-free. And we actually have exclusive audio, though, of one of their episodes recordings. Yeah.
And you can listen exclusive on Spotify. Now, Bruce, where did you get the inspiration for Born in the USA?
I was born in the USA!
Right, but there's quite a bit more than that.
You wouldn't get it, man. You're just a Nigerian prince.
That's not true. I was born in Kenya, Hawaii.
Hey, man, I'm wearing my fighting scarf, Barry. You want a tango?
I can't believe you're this drunk off of one White Claw.
All right, it's time for dancing in the dark.
Not Bruce. No, that's not necessary. Bruce. No, Bruce. No, that's we haven't defunded the police yet, have we?
My G, I'm out of here, man. Oh,
better call him.
Well,
some disaster.
Sounds interesting.
Seems like they started it before some of the recent press releases.
Yeah.
Jeep had to be pissed with that Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he was acquitted, though.
I know.
Heard that. Charges were dropped. I don't think that's an acquittal. I think it was just dropped.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. I've only had many.
and Bruce Springsteen apparently had very few. That's the saddest part of that story. Either that he only had one shot or that he lied about having one shot. You have an image to upkeep, boss.
No, he should. If he's down by the river drinking, he should have been like, I had 30 beers two every night.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a renegade, right?
Yeah, he could be a renegade and have a shot.
What happened, renegade?
Like I'm the boss, man. Your teenage daughter could drink me under the table.
I had a Seagram's half wine cooler. Oh, it was all over the road.
I'm feeling dizzy.
You seen those commercials back in the 90s with Bruce Willis for the wine coolers? I lost out to him for that. Can you believe that, man?
Yeah.
I can.
Yes. Before we move on to Cuomo, it's Black History Month, where we appreciate our brothers and sisters. This is the last show of Black History Month.
Yeah.
I won't be able to do that anymore.
Talk about.
Were you mining?
I don't know.
Don't talk about. Yeah.
I was raising the roof. Give us some information here.
All right. So last day of Black History Month, I want to give you a little history fact here.
He changed his voice like Kamala Harris.
I was saving it up. I was saving
it up. He was doing like Hillary did, right?
That's not how genetics work.
That's how my genetics work. What you talking about?
Save it up just so that you can shout the words hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Wasn't that her catchphrase when Hillary did stand up? She would do a joke and then go, hot sauce.
And then Kamala Harris saying, I worked at McDonald's. I did the fries.
I did the ice cream.
You're like, yes, those are two things at McDonald's.
Yeah. Also, ice cream machine is not working right now.
Say other words that people can identify so you don't have to explain your checkered past.
I did the fish fillets. I was listening to Tupac. It was 1978.
Yeah.
He was big in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And then she turns around to Joe Biden like, don't worry, I won't talk like that all the time.
Just a bunch of white men just not listening to black man here trying to give you some facts.
It's very transient. Nope. Okay, give us the information. Keep it brief.
All right. Islamic slave trade actually lasted 1,000 years longer than the European slave trade.
That's true.
And Muhammad is very racist to my black brothers and
sisters.
Careful.
Nope.
Extremely racist.
I mean, it is true. He was a prolific racist slave trader. Ah. So also some people say he was very white.
That's a possibility.
Which brings us, because there's a convergence here, Black History Month, to Hadith of the Day. Show Dave's face because there needs to be some buy-in for him too.
You're on
Eshak
the hook for the
243. I heard the apostle say,
Michigan. That's strange.
I heard the apostle say, whoever wants to see Satan should look at Nabtal. He was a black man with long flowing hair, inflamed eyes, and dark ruddy cheeks. 961, Gabriel came to Muhammad and said, oh my God, this is bad for even me to read. If a black man comes to you, his heart is more gross than a donkey.
Wow.
Holy. That's Hadith of the Day.
Wow.
Wow.
Is Nabtal Little Richard? If he goes a wop bop a loo bop, you must go.
You must go bop bamboo.
If he has Jerry curls and a mustache, and goes,
he is Satan. He would be the color of candy and possibly like boys. Much like a lot of us.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Hey, you made me this way.
You got me.
Yes. Oh. Women are right. For birth, boy's pleasure.
Let's move on to Andrew Cuomo. Again, I'm so surprised how quickly they've thrown him under the bus. Hopefully it happens.
That's great.
Hopefully it happens with Whitmer. Right?
Hopefully it's literal.
Oh, yes.
No one else has talked about Whitmer or Cuomo before we really were.
Yeah.
And no one else at all has been talking about Whitmer. That's just because, Michigan is our home state. I wonder how long it'll take for it to catch on there. Because Whitmer is worse than any other governor. You could also argue, we're going to get to Rachel Levine in a little bit, track record in Pennsylvania, almost as bad as Cuomo, but inverted penis, so we don't talk about it.
No.
So in December, this is Cuomo now. Now Cuomo's accused of sexual harassment.
Uh-oh.
And I want to be clear, we don't know this, and I'm not saying that he's guilty. I want to hold myself to the same standard as when people come out with false Me Too allegations with anyone else. But it's funny. So I'm going to cover it. So Lindsay Boylan tweeted that she'd been sexually harassed by Governor Cuomo for years. And what's funny here is you have Cuomo. He responded to it recently. There's more to it afterwards because part of his response he accidentally corroborated her story.
Wow. Oops.
Which is why I think it's probably genius. True, but I can't make that claim. Just like the election, no foul play. Here is Cuomo responding.
Yeah, I heard about the tweet and what it said about comments that I had made. And it's not true, Zach. Look, I fought for and I believe a woman has the right to come forward and express her opinion.
That's about his defense is the old Santa from Miracle on 34th Street with the cane. That's not true.
He's like, all I did was tell her I make a nice sausage and peppers and pull my pants down.
Yeah. Also, my penis was in a hoagie roll. Yeah. But I'm governor, right? Yeah. It's one of the perks. So Boylan then wrote a very detailed article on Medium. Let me give you some of this information. She included an email that was sent to her relaying Cuomo's message to look up his former girlfriend, Lisa Shields, because she and Boylan could, quote, be sisters. And then Cuomo started calling her Lisa in public.
Oh, wow.
Then Boylan claimed that Cuomo suggested they play strip poker on his private jet.
That's just fun and games.
Yeah. Come on. Boylan then said that Cuomo kissed her on the mouth after a one-on-one briefing in his New York City office. He's Italian.
Yeah.
Who knows? Exactly. He does that with his brother.
Yeah.
He also sent out a tweet. I don't know if you remember during the Brett Kavanaugh investigation saying that we should trust
that all we should believe all women.
Right. That are coming for that did not age well.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I know, and I always say, look, this does need to be taken with a grain of salt. For example, like we've talked about the Brian Callen situation.
Of course.
Then they worked together in some for 4 years. So you're like, okay, well, listen, this is from a very long time ago. There's no proof. And if there are no receipts, it is very difficult to just take it on face value because people are innocent until proven guilty. She wrote these articles and she included some information, some corroborating information. Like I said, the texts, like I said, some of the emails. But as far as receipts, those were provided by Governor Cuomo because then... He tried to deny these allegations
brain, man.
By releasing the flight logs, saying, look, in the flight logs, her and I weren't alone. And she just said, well, hold on a second. I never once said that. I said that we were in the flight at that time. So all he did was confirm her timeline that she was on the plane.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, I don't, it's just a horrible defense.
He's like, if you look at our activity board for that flight, you see we had dinner, strip poker. It's not right.
Where he just lost and was naked the whole time, which was awkward, being fully clothed,
Governor, why did you have to buy 3 hoagies? We had to do dress rehearsal.
Did you just fold a river?
Can you imagine being his publicist right now doing damage control? Like, no, don't release that. Don't release that. That's a bad idea.
So I tend to believe it also. Here's why. And this is total hearsay. Let me be clear. I tend to believe it because he's a lying piece of shit, and because he didn't really. This is the kind of action someone who didn't know that they were actually corroborating a story of someone who has had no accountability in public office, right? Yeah. Who has been sort of coronated by the media. You see what happened with COVID until the only reason we know about the COVID scandal, the only reason the leftist media covered it is because one of his senior staffers admitted it. Again, the defense there. Think about that for a second. The defense was, we were scared it would be used against us.
Somebody's in his corner that wants him to go down.
It reminded me of, I swear to you, when I was a kid, we heard some kid say to his parents, like as an excuse when his parents were about to discipline him.
Yeah.
His name was Jeffrey Hindle. And he said, but Dad, I didn't do it on purpose. And we misheard it. And so for about 4 months, because my dad didn't want to let us know because he thought it was funny and he'd spank us harder, we would say, but Dad, I did it on purpose. He goes, that's what I thought, over my knee. We didn't hear the didn't. That's the excuse from Cuomo. We thought it would be used against us that we, killed a bunch of seniors unnecessarily. Well, now we have to use it against you.
Right.
And hopefully kill all of you, figuratively.
Yeah, right but now, if you're Whitmer, you are absolutely counting your lucky stars that you have California and New York governors that are worse than you.
You so are the attention, shaking the in your long stockings yes. that roll up under the house.
And by right. lucky stars, you mean elderly people she
yes. yes. Well, that's yeah. the euphemistic way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Referring to
because when she's worried, she can't sleep. She counts dead grandmas. Instead of she,
I bet she sleeps upside down like a bat.
Yeah, ah.
She looks like that.
She looks like she might.
She's a demon.
Yeah.
Well, I think. Look,
fiery demon
in the sack. Wait, that's worse. Oh, let's go with yours. I just yeah. was trying to cover it up because you know, demon could be considered some kind of an egregious accusation. She killed old people in cold blood. How about that?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's better.
And
yeah.
for her
clears things up.
Even demons might show up. That thing from Pan's Labyrinth might be like, ooh, that's a bit much.
Mitch McConnell?
Am I supposed to carry all of these to hell?
I'm going to need another handbag. The trend down here is go small.
This is the worst way to see.
Yeah.
Where's your crematorium?
Have you ever touched yourself with eye hands?
It seems like it makes more sense to just keep them where they were. Slow news day!
Slow news
this
day.
This is what you get.
What were you about to say?
I was
going to
say, I'm not surprised this is happening to Cuomo. The evidence is just overwhelming. What I am surprised is it took this long.
Yeah.
Right? The evidence has been there the entire time, and writing a book about him and saying that he's, you know, Times Man of the Year or something like yeah. that for his handling of this wasn't enough to make it go away.
Well, here's the thing is they have to screw up, right? That's what happened, like
massively.
I said, with Andrew Breitbart. They were about to accuse Andrew Breitbart with the Anthony Weiner story of him making it up. They have to screw up and let a picture slip out. A staffer has to screw up and just say, well, we were afraid it would be used against us. Cuomo himself has to screw up and provide receipts that he sexually assaulted a staffer. And then you have people like de Blasio. I'm not saying that this guy is all of a sudden a man of stellar character.
No.
But he feels that he has some cover from the media that him and AOC called for a full investigation now into the nursing home policy. So they didn't want to call for the investigation of the nursing home policy when it was happening, but now that Me Too gives them the cover, they feel like, okay, well, now we can actually do our jobs.
Well, they see a sinking ship and they're jumping off like good rats do.
Right, yeah. Right? Also, they see a sinking ship. They said, hey, wasn't that able to handle COVID patients and you turned it away? He's like, that was another one.
That was a different ship.
Hold on a second.
I was busy.
Playing grab ass. Why is Cuomo sounding like, I don't even know what's going on here.
I don't know the voice. I just know that he wrote a book while people were dying about how great he did.
That's true.
Who he writes did do a that? Book?
Yeah.
In fact, like
you're in the middle of a pandemic, going, "How I beat the pandemic." Well, you didn't.
Yeah.
What do you
All
know?
The dead seniors wrote going. The dust cover.
That's the only reason the staff. That's the only reason we find out he wrote his book. He called it Mein Count. You're like, this is just the names of the dead.
Jeez.
And lots, they're all over 80.
Lots of pages.
And Senator Ron Kim suggested that Cuomo be impeached after the nursing home deaths. By the way, hey, hit the notification bell really quickly
Do
if
it.
You subscribe, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. Right now, CNN, they're just talking about the Capitol lockdown. There's not a whole lot going on in the news. So I wanted to talk about, because I realized, I think this happened when we were on break, the official pick for this person.
Okay.
And don't hit the third rail on
it.
YouTube, Z.
Doctor Z.
Doctor Z, if you prefer.
She has a PhD, a penis-hating degree.
That's fine.
I think we're safe.
That's fine.
Right?
Just don't use biologically accurate terms.
No, I was being serious.
No, that's fine too. Yeah. No, I hear. Yeah, listen, I like where your head's at. Let's try and build. Let's try and build some real momentum into that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So it's time now for the diversity hire of the week. You may not know a whole lot about Rachel Levine because we don't know a whole lot about assistant secretaries to anything ever. I don't even know that they've officially picked the actual secretary for the Department of HHS. Have they picked the actual one? They picked the assistant before they picked the actual secretary?
I wonder why.
Which, by the way, isn't a secretary an assistant? How does a secretary get an assistant?
That's a lot.
Wait,
of,
I don't think you understand the meaning of that.
Can't handle the load. Of
Who's
gonna,
where does Saucy Don, who drinks too many martinis, fit in?
He's there.
So Rachel Levine is Biden's assistant secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. Of course, when Z is not moonlighting as Senate Minority Leader, we know that that is. Oh, come on now. That looks Rachel Levine looks like Mitch McConnell, if Mitch McConnell were a battered wife. Like, oh, I'm sorry, like with two shiners. Like, I didn't know you weren't doing dairy. I'll re-bake it.
Meredith Baxter McConnell.
I'll do better. Sorry. That's, tell me it doesn't. Okay? I'm a child, but tell me I'm wrong.
Dinner must have been freezing.
So, it's, here's the thing. It's not that Levine is trans. I want to be clear, because this is something we've people used to give us flack. They said, why do you focus so much on the trans issue? Well, because at one point they were really pushing it hard. I think actually just for the first time we have more people identify as trans than lesbians.
Really?
1.8% of the population.
Sad for the lesbians.
I don't have this at the but I think you can probably find it at some point or someone in the control room. 1.8% of the population identifies as trans, and I think it's 1.2% now identify as lesbian. So you know what's happening there. People are just confused, and they're being told to transition. Because it wouldn't be so disproportionate with the increased number of gay and lesbian, which have been relatively stable from millennial to Generation Z, and now it's just boom, an explosion of trans. And it's not that Levine is trans. The reason I've focused on this for a long time, I know, Dave, I know
I'm
where you're going.
I'm a child.
With it.
When you said it,
we're both trans. I just couldn't know if it was a Cuomo joke or if it was a Levine joke. Just put it in your back pocket. I'm sure it's going to come in handy.
Cut it off and put it in the back pocket.
And we'll talk about that procedure a little bit, too.
So
No. We'll talk about the procedure a little bit so we can explain it for you. But people, you say, why do you spend so much time on this? Look, we've spent time, obviously, on voter fraud. Big tech is the most important issue, I think, as it relates to certainly our job and the travel of information. However, more important than president is if men and women cease to exist, if we as a society no longer say that there are mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, sisters, brothers, and that there's a different way to rear them, that there's a different way to treat them, that they serve different roles in the family, in helping their children, that they can serve complementary roles in the community, that we are inherently valuable and different, which is, as a Christian, what we believe, fearfully and wonderfully created. If we remove the idea of men and women, if we make them fundamentally interchangeable, I do believe that Western civilization will cease to exist. I really do. That is the foundation. It's the bedrock. You cannot have a free country. You cannot have a country with minimal to no government intrusion without having smaller centralized units. So this is why also it's important when people say, well, why is the government in the marriage running business? And I understand. I'd rather we have civil unions than the government, the church be out of marriage. But this is why. Because we understood that with this country, and then I'm going to get to Rachel Levine and the inverted penis in a minute. We understood. You've been to Five Guys.
Yeah.
And got the hot dog and they cut it in, half.
Stop. You're ruining the hot dogs.
The burger place.
So they understood that before federal government, before state government, you had to have the family. You had to have a nuclear family, and that these people had to have some kind of self-governing principles. And that means complementarianism. That means a mom, a dad. And it doesn't mean that single parents. There's obviously, one parent is better than none, but we're talking about the ideal, the foundation upon which we build society. Yeah. And I do think that that matters more than anything else. And especially when we also we talk about speech laws, and if you can be silenced or jailed in places like Canada or the UK for using what is undoubtedly 100% scientifically the appropriate biological term and was the appropriate term in the LGBT community until 4 years ago, free speech ceases to exist. So are you starting to get the picture as to why it matters to me so much? And were you about to say something?
I was going to say it's under attack from every single angle too right now, right? For the nuclear family, it is the bedrock of civilization. You can look back to ancient Rome and see why they started to fall. It was similar situations going on there. And now the nuclear family, it's not saying like, hey, there's an alternative. It's saying that's actually bad. We don't want that anymore. We want people to be on their own now.
Yeah.
There is no family.
Well, let me take it a step further here. This is why this is so scary. Because what we used to talk about that were really relegated to pieces from Vox or Vice or Slate, just go back through the history of this show. Now you have someone who's the assistant secretary to HHS who actually is coming for your children. What do I mean by this? This person is as radical can be and is the first publicly announced sort of, I guess you would say, pseudo cabinet pick from Biden because it was a rush to say, look, we have trans.
Yeah.
They want you, and this will become policy and it will become hate speech to speak out against it. Rachel Levine, doctor, advocates putting your children and allowing them to on puberty blockers.
Remember puberty? Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that a lot of fun? So what if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you're a transgender young woman, meaning male to female, and now you're getting, you know, your voice is dropping, you're getting bigger, you're getting hair everywhere, and you're growing those tentacles, you know? And what if you're a transgender young man and now you have breast development in periods? It can be terrifying. Yeah, so here's two examples. So 17-year-old young woman, young man that I saw in clinic, we treated him. He was given intramuscular testosterone. He is now in his 20s, and he's doing great. 16-year-old young transgender woman, given spironolactone and estrogen, and transitioned, and now is in graduate school in her early 20s and did absolutely fantastic. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be
if
fine.
If you're a man having a period, it's not. Go to the hospital. Your dick shouldn't be bleeding. I'm sorry. I don't
One would think.
I hope you don't get thrown off for that, but if I look down and my penis is bleeding, I'm calling 911.
Yeah, yeah. And also the beauty is that it's an external organ, so you have to go, is it bleeding on the outside? You know, razor cut? Or, you know, figure it out. Like, if you're
could
a Cuomo,
be kidney.
Or could it be some kidney damage? Or, oh, you know what? It's actually just an anal fissure.
Or maybe it's my lady parts coming in.
Who knows? And this is going to be taught to your children alongside, hey, remember we taught this when we were to kids? Hey, you're going to notice some changes. You're going to have hair where there wasn't hair before. And hey, your voice is going to change. You're going to start being attracted to women. Also, by the way, your dick may bleed, which might as well just be a vagina, and you may be a woman, and it's all the same, and it's not okay, and it's okay, and it's not okay, but that's okay.
It sounded like to me she was describing what the body was designed to
do.
But you don't understand.
But
males,
she said it was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Yeah,
it was totally wrong. Growing tentacles, also confused because the hair, obviously. Medusa.
Yeah, like
look at Rachel Levine. Look at the doctor too long. You will turn to stone. That's a scientific fact. Now, before we move on to puberty blockers and why they're bad, this is just something that in the same clip that I want you to see. This is how unironically radical this person who is going to have a say in what you can and can't do with your own and your children's health as a legal parent, this is how unironically radical Dr. Levine is.
So if I said LGBT, I think that almost everyone in the audience would know what I mean.
I'm sure
there'd
be an argument.
If I said LGBTQQIAAP, how many people know what I mean? P can mean pansexual, polysexual, pangender, polygender, and there are lots of other terms, two-spirit, and I could go on, basically spend the entire 45 minutes talking about different alphabet soup.
Then that's the point. I could spend the entire 45 minutes. I could spend the entire year trying to lay down landmines as I walk backwards in regards to pronoun, and the rest of society just wouldn't get anything done. Oh, well, yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
I now understand the point to all of this tomfoolery, bullshit. I don't know the scientific nomenclature. I'm just doing my best, Dr. Zayas. Let's go to the puberty blockers. I just want you to see that because people have actually tried to do takedowns of this channel going, and he tries to strawman liberals by saying LGBTQAI. Literally. LGBTQAI. And then I would say LGBTQAAIP because I saw it at a film, at a feminist film festival, and at two gay pride parades. And now.
Must be true.
She just added two Qs and two Ps.
Well, AI is artificial intelligence, and this is clearly very real intelligence.
Skynet is not. They're not sending their best, folks. Skynet is not sending their best.
Wait for version 2.0. It'll be better.
Skynet has fallen flaccid, okay? So let's explain why puberty blockers are bad, okay? Let me explain with the scientific literature here, lest you think I'm committing hate speech.
Looks like Dee Snider opened a bakery.
If adolescents don't transition, let's be really clear here, because they say, oh, puberty blockers. They just say, the kid realizes that they're not trans, you can just go off the puberty blockers. If adolescents don't get on puberty blockers, don't go through any transition, most adolescents and children who claim that they're trans, 98% of them grow out of it. 98% of them grow out of it.
Wow.
Now, I know some of you are saying, well, why are you actually saying that like it's a good thing? Yep. Now, correct.
Very good thing.
Here's why. Let me explain to you why. It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
And I'm not even we don't even have a math Asian here.
No.
For those who do undergo puberty blockers, so 98%, if they don't undergo puberty blockers or hormone therapy, they grow out of it.
Yeah.
For those who do, 0%. 0% grow out of it. Now, I understand you're saying, well, that just means that clearly the person who is on mind-altering, and I do mean mind-altering when we know what we know about the endocrine system with hormones and neurotransmitters, how often they are one and the same. Okay, so in order to be who they truly are, the mind-altering hormones are needed. All right, but let's still use that argument and let's get to the real, to the physical, because people who are transgender are 19 times more likely to attempt suicide.
Wow.
We know that, and It's about like 40 to 43% attempted suicide rate.
Jeez.
Do you know what it is after they transition? About 40 to 43% suicide. It doesn't get any better.
Oh,
so
wow.
You go from a 98% chance that your children will not be in the 19 times suicide rate demographic to a 100%, if you put them on puberty blockers, chance that they end up in that 19 times suicide demographic. Now, I know what you'll say. I know what people will say, the suicide thing. Well, the suicide thing is only because of how society has treated them. Well, not according to that article that we talked about with the 50-year-old playing college female basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Z said, when I came out to my teammates, they were shocked. So it would change after transition, right? We're not just talking about barely passables. It would change. It doesn't change.
Yeah. Well, and we've done several shows on this where they're not just talking about somebody in their teens. She brought up these two examples, somebody who was 17 or 18 years old, and they're now in their early 20s. Well, give it time. I hate to say it that way, but give it time, and let's see what happens when they're in their 30s. We're talking about 5, 6, 9-year-olds being celebrated, being encouraged to be trans. Like, it's just another thing to do.
Right.
It's like a toy you buy at the store. Just get that toy instead. Be trans. Go for it.
You can't halt somebody's sexuality. That's what puberty is. It's growing into your own sexuality. To take that away from them and tell them what they are before it makes absolutely zero sense.
Well, I also don't understand.
That's just my opinion.
No, I understand. I also don't understand why. They advocate for this before the age of consent.
Yeah.
You can't consent to sex, but you can make decisions that permanently alter and or damage your sexual function for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, and look, somebody who's been suicidal like myself, and even more so as this conversation goes on, I have to honestly say, depression is depression.
Right.
You can't just put a label on it and go, it's the way society treated you. Depression and sadness are two very different things.
Right.
Depression is a mental illness. It's one that I have.
Yeah.
It's something that will make you kill your... It has nothing to do with it. That's not even a fair... It's not fair to say that that's how they were treated, because everybody feels flawed and inferior in a certain way. And you are boosting it up by doing this.
And I've talked about this before, too, as someone who struggles with depression, which maybe we shouldn't have you and I in the studio together. That's not a problem. And there are a lot of cords around.
I made Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's also important to note, American slaves didn't have an attempted suicide rate of that level.
Wow.
Jews in the Holocaust didn't have a higher attempted suicide rate. Let's be clear about that. The only group does, paranoid schizophrenics. Now, you can't say it. You can't say that it's similar for someone who believes something that is in direct opposition, that's antithetical to their biology.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know what happens? I know this is something. These are the same people who drink from BPA-free plastic, which now isn't enough. So they have to drink from glass, right? And anytime you're at the gym, they have a glass bottle and you're going there to just get in. They're like, don't touch my bottle. Don't bring it to the gym, asshat, okay? Don't bring glass, all right? You're not going to grow tits because you're drinking from an Ozark bottle. It'll be okay. But here's the issue. We went to avoid BPAs, to avoid these xenoestrogens right in the atmosphere. And people talk about chemicals. They say, we know that it's cancerous. When injected directly into a 9-year-old boy's ass, however, well, the science isn't in yet. We know what excess estrogen does to the male body. It's not good. It's actually not as harmful as more testosterone for women, but that's not good either, because excess estrogen is bad for women. It is fatal, cancerous for men. We know it. Let's not act like the science isn't in. Just say, look, this is our agenda, and we don't care if we put them into a very shallow, suicidal, or cancer-ridden grave, and try, and then see if people believe it's empathetic. I hate that we are now turning a generation of kids into basically a study group.
Right. We have a generation of parents who have basically said, I have no responsibility to help my kids go through a difficult phase.
Right.
You're feeling that way? Okay, fine, you're trans. You're feeling that way? Okay, you're gay, you're lesbian, you're whatever, right? You were just born this way. That's okay. We'll just deal with it. Instead of saying, hey, I love you, let's work through this.
Yeah.
The most caring thing to do, it would seem, is to say, hey, let's make sure there's a 98% chance that things work out. And guess what? If it doesn't work out by then, fine. If you're a liberal parent and you want to still let them do something when they're of the age of consent, say it's 16. Fine. You can drive a car. You can chop off your penis.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
But I would support my kid over absolutely anything. But just because he's 6, if he comes to me and goes,
yeah,
hey, I'm Superman, I'm not going to throw him off a roof.
Yeah. Well, let's see if that's true.
Let's just start by wearing some kryptonite quartz earrings.
See how you
No. Doesn't you check out.
How do you feel? In the cape and your mother's heels.
By the way, I have those numbers you were asking for. A Gallup poll from 2020. It shows that Gen Z and millennials identify more as trans and lesbian.
1.8% transgender. Really?
To 1.4 for lesbians for Gen Z and 1.2 to 0.8.
And 11.5% identify as bisexual, which means that if it's equal for both male and female, that means that 11.5% of the female population is trying to arouse some guys at a college frat party.
Pretty much.
And 11.5% of the male population is gay. So
that's true, but why are those numbers going up? Is it because all of a sudden they're societal?
They would say it's because society.
Well, 40s, 50s, 60s, fine. 90s,
not even
2000s,
for crying out loud.
I know, but I'm saying like 90s, 2000s. Come on. You really think it's just people like all of a sudden going, well, hell, that sounds like a great idea.
No, of course not. I remember in the 90s, I remember being in high school and them reprimanding me for saying, well, isn't statistically, like, if I don't do drugs in North America, AIDS kind of a gay person's disease? And
yeah, but yes. In the 80s, that's what they told us. I mean, we grew up with that idea where, like, look, if Magic Johnson skins his knee, we got to get him right off the court.
Right.
There could be mosquitoes that give it to you. We were ignorant to certain things.
Well, everywhere. No, but it was political correctness. Don't say the gay thing. Don't say it. It's like, well, now there are billboards. I remember seeing in Austin not long ago. It's our disease. Let's take care of it because now they need to. What's the new Prev pill? The new Prev pill? You see those commercials?
Let me check my bottle.
Yeah. Did you see those commercials? It's just like, it is just now, it's just it's every couple is gay. Yeah.
Right.
So, listen, let's just be honest about it. If we're going to be honest about the science, let's be honest about the science. Let's talk honestly. And I don't know why some people, this is where some people say, like, I'm to the right of Attila the Hun. You tell me, you know what, you guys just comment. It's the best thing you can do to help out this algorithm. And like I said, a slow news day, but this is something that really grinds my gears. Is it really more radical when people say anti-science? My position on climate change has always been consistent, that, you know what, we don't know exactly what the climate pattern is. It is possible that humans are contributing to abnormal or atypical climate patterns. We don't know how catastrophic it will be, and I certainly don't believe that AOC has the solution. That's more anti-science to you than penises are a figment of your imagination. Come on, let's just look, like, we're not, no one's denying climate science. We're saying that we don't believe the 5-page Green New Deal that took me 16 minutes to read is actually going to fix the problem if we really are going to end up with Skynet apocalypse and a skeleton hanging onto a chain link fence. All I'm saying here is, you know what, I actually do think that there are exceptions. There are people who are intersex. There are people who have Klinefelders, who, by the way, push you guys aside because they want nothing to do with the LGBTQQAIIPP, according to your assistant health secretary here. They don't want to be associated with it.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, we're now saying, okay, that's all, that's well and good, but we're going to give people who can't even determine their old bedtime the ability to legally be allowed to change
their
gender.
When I was a kid and they asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, I said I wanted to become a woman so that I could be roomies with my brother forever because we lived in a bunk bed. Yeah. And I saw that my parents were opposite sex and I was like, huh, everyone who lives together are men and women. And I'm like, but how am I going to live with my brother when I'm 45? I know! Get the heels! Someone get the stilettos, Mom!
Yeah, this day and age, Dave, you heard it here, right? Stephen just came out as transgender. We should encourage it.
He just came out as Belky Bartakamo.
So, by the way, here is Dr. Levine's thoughts on psychological evaluations for children transitioning. Not needed.
It still does recommend a psychological evaluation. That's
the
kind of controversial if you want other types of hormone treatment. If you want need hormone treatment for menopause, you don't need to have a psychological evaluation. What? If you are a man in their 40s, 50s, or 60s and you need testosterone or Viagra, they don't recommend a psychological evaluation. Maybe they should, but they don't. And if you want a nose job, you don't need a psychological evaluation. But if you want gender confirmation surgery, you do.
Okay, first off, we're saying the same thing, only you're crazy. So first, you just stigmatized ED. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Someone get
good job. She does love a pearl necklace.
ED, though maybe they should. Okay, hold on a second. I understand where you're coming from, right? You hate dicks. But you think it's more unreasonable for a man who has been sexually active his whole life, and let's say is in his 70s and still wants to be intimate with his wife, but because of age, even though he's sexually aroused, the hydraulics don't work, to take clinically trialed medication to assist him in his intimacy with his wife. You believe that should require a psychiatric evaluation, but not somebody who wants to cut their penis in half like the Five Guys hot dog. I said I would fit it in there and invert it and take estrogen, phrasing, which of course would create brittle bones and likelihood of cancer for the rest of their life. Am I hearing that right? Yeah, I do think one requires a psychological evaluation. And I love how dismissive Levine is, by the way, of the DSM-5. Because keep in mind, DSM-4 had gender dysphoria as a mental illness. And then they changed it to the DSM-5. So it's still not enough of a moving goalpost. The DSM-5 now says it's not a mental illness. Gender dysphoria are the symptoms of someone born in the wrong body. But it's still not enough because they say, because sometimes there are similar traits with other body dysmorphias, we recommend a psychological evaluation. DSM-5, which really was bending over backwards to not be hate speech, is still hate speech.
But would you get an...
Oh, no.
The hot dog.
It's inside the
doctor.
That
should be covered in ketchup.
It's normal.
Don't worry.
It's all part of the birds and the bees talk now.
You would not get a 9-year-old a nose job, first of all.
Right.
Let's point
right.
that out. So that's what she says is a comparison. That's not a comparison. You would not get facial reconstruction unless it was absolutely necessary.
Right.
The problem is right now we're living in this culture where being a victim is the number one thing, and parents want to seem like they're the most tolerant person in the world. So they're using their kids as what I consider to be a form of Munchausen by proxy at this point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think people need to be open and honest about that. Being born gay, being born whatever it is that you are, is not the same thing as forcing your children to not be able to have a normal puberty, a normal sexual experience, and a normal childhood.
Right.
I can't believe that this is even acceptable, and we all have to sit there and go, yeah, she's Dr. Her's right. Like, this is... yeah.
What a great assistant secretary.
Yeah.
We need more.
She gets great coffees.
She thinks people wanting a boner are the same as people wanting to lop it off.
You ever seen her operate a fax?
It just is... what?
It's transcendent.
Could you imagine her handing out fax?
She types 42 words a minute. Sometimes her palms mash the keypad.
Here's my impression of somebody looking at a fax at a Christmas party that she made. Oh, my God. What is this?
Is Five Guys open?
Can you imagine? So rewind to like 2000. Can you imagine us looking at this like in a movie? We'd be like, no, there's no way. That's not going to happen.
We're all wearing surgical.
Well, no, there were plenty of people like this in the movies, like in the 80s and the 70s. They were the serial killer.
No.
That's the truth.
That's right. Bill, what, Wild Bill or whatever his name
Buffalo
was?
Bill.
That's
Buffalo Bill.
One of them, yeah.
If Buffalo Bill came out today, the entire theater would be like,
brave.
So brave.
Yeah, like me in the mirror going, "Erfurt me." Us too.
Yes. We have to say that, right? Yes, we have to say
proud.
That.
I as well would. What was that? "Erfurt me." I would.
Yes. Say it again.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Tootsie.
Put the synthetic penis in the basket.
Put puberty blockers in the basket or it gets the hose higher.
Put the anesthesia in the basket.
Was she a great big fat person?
Okay, that was a little far.
Yeah, that was,
did you see
fat shaming?
You mean the guy with the great big fat tits? Sorry, I didn't mean to be guilty of hate speech.
Can I make her into a suit? This is my doctor's suit.
Yeah, I want it to be LGBTQQAAIPPS. Suitmaker. Can you add that to it? I believe we can.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a
tailor. I'm glad we've had this conversation.
Schizophrenics, I think, is, yeah.
Well, you know, it's not my thing, but I don't want to be accused of hate speech. So, yeah, why don't we go to your well?
little Airbnb.
Let's go, by the way, because this seems pretty radical, puberty blockers. Puberty blockers, but obviously you go, hey, assistant secretary, there must be a resume here, right? There must be a reason that Dr. Rachel Levine has been hired. Let's look at the resume.
Can I just say how funny Buffalo Bill's Airbnb would be? And it's B&B's Buffalo.
Do you want to stay in a room or the hole?
Oh, you mean like the room or the whole house?
No, just the hole. No, there's a hole. It fills the water.
So, but how much for the whole house?
if you could end that phrase before the word house, I think we'd be on the same page.
I don't understand.
Put it in the basket. Okay. Air Buffalo Bill. I have a theme song. Do you want to hear it?
I'm really uncomfortable here.
And you should be, as one should be. Please sign the guest book. Hey, did you hear? I'm going to be assistant secretary to housing and urban development.
What's an assistant?
Say bye, section five.
What's Leave an a rating. Assistant secretary? It's the weirdest thing that's happened in this house.
How do you feel about rent control?
So let's go to the resume. Let me get to the resume. The resume of Dr. Levine. Dr. Levine, this is the reason that someone like this is in the position to push policies, right? And it's coming down the pike where you won't be allowed to prevent your kids from going on puberty blockers. The resume of Dr. Levine, well, really all we have is worked in Pennsylvania. And in Pennsylvania, as a doctor, opposed a bill that implemented a 20-week limit on abortions. And ban dismemberment abortions. We have this here from PA.gov. As a physician, my duty to my patients is to provide the most appropriate medical care. This legislation undermines the trust, limits the ability of doctors to exercise their own judgment with regard to their patients. So we're talking about puberty blockers. What's that?
I think somebody's giving us a call.
Is someone calling? Is that Bryce?
Oh, Bryce.
Why is Bryce calling? Bryce?
Oh, hey, Steven. How's it going?
Why are you calling now?
Yeah, I must have accidentally butt-dialed you or something, but
it's on a
now
tripod.
That I have your attention,
we're in a show.
We're going to show you Bryce. A cool stunt for Brendan's new stunt channel we're starting.
What?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm going to flip it around, and I'll show you what we're doing here.
Is that... I don't...
All right, yeah.
Guys, so we need to put this, the show map and clear
Mr.
it with me.
Lee, we wanted
before
to
we,
this, make sure well,
this
no one
is,
on the
he's
team
going rogue.
This is a problem.
So hired this nice gentleman
early
here.
On in a show
okay,
that already
so
needs
can go
help.
To the car now, yeah. I'm going to have Brendan explain the stunt.
Brendan?
All right, so I'm making a new stunt channel. I think a good debut would be this idea I had where instead of using ramps to get air, I'm going to use a car
Don't.
To be the ramp
no,
that comes to
That's
me.
A bad idea.
That's a horrible idea, Brendan.
I'm going to use like, the angle of it to jump up on it and get some sick
First off,
air
you don't have time for a stunt
cool.
channel. You
All
messed
right,
up well, an edit this morning.
We're almost ready to go here.
Don't be ready. Bryce, stop him from doing it. Cool. Can you hear me?
I don't think he can hear you.
All right, Mr. Lee, you're all good to
no,
go.
No, stop. Start don't let this happen on air. Bryce, stop it. Bryce.
What's he doing?
I have no idea. This has got to. No, oh my God.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
He fell asleep, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Brendan?
I think...
Brendan?
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Oh, Brendan, you doing all right? We can,
Brendan?
Yeah, I think we can set,
no,
set
no,
it up again.
It's fine. It's fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
We'll just,
no, no,
we'll just
no,
reset
no,
it.
No, nothing, none of this is fine.
No.
Oh, my God.
Look at car. Car windshield. Crap, over here.
Well, I'm not
Steven.
Primarily concerned
yeah,
with...
Yeah, I guess that's a crap.
Yeah.
Your employee caused the car damage. What do you do? How you pay for it?
Well,
how you reimburse?
I don't reimburse. Your car insurance should reimburse that. Mr.
No
Care.
Car insurance. I don't have car insurance. How can I get the car insurance?
Okay, well, listen. This is actually it's perfect because our sponsor, Gabby, actually, if you go to Gabby.com/Crowder, you can compare your insurance plans and save a lot of money. Go to Gabby.com/Crowder. Most people save like $900
oh, the same
on average. Is this, are they?
You might want to wait before backing up
I think
there.
They're still
there. Are they still there?
Oh.
Oh, there's another car. Mr. Lee, stop. No.
I don't like where this is. Okay, the point is Jeez. With Gabby... I appreciate when I told
okay.
the team I wanted to take initiative and do their own thing, and we can't do that.
No, not anymore.
We have a lot of Indians. We need more chiefs. Gabby.com/Crowder. People save like 900. I did that with my car insurance because they yeah. just bank on you. You know all these car commercials? They say, hey, you save like 15%. And you're like, how can they all say that? Because you always save money if you switch plans because the risk
yeah,
is already
exactly.
built in. All right, let's go back to Rachel Levine. And someone check on Brendan.
Yeah.
He's
no
bleeding.
Asian drivers again
okay.
for stunts. Let's just
yeah,
tell
fine.
Them that's
Avoid
a bad
it.
Idea.
That's just my politics, the idea of abortion, right? 20 weeks. Just maybe... A little nutty. So let's go to what Rachel Levine, Dr. Levine, has done in Pennsylvania, how Rachel Levine has helped their citizens. Pennsylvania, by the way, had one of the worst COVID rollouts in the country, right, as far as vaccine rollouts,
wow.
when you look at their
Oops.
Plans. And Levine actually instituted a COVID nursing home policy, much like professional sexual assaulter in chief Andrew Cuomo, that forced nursing homes to readmit COVID-positive patients. So that's a bad thing to do, right, as far as what's been
Not
under
good.
Z's watch. But do you know what's really crappy? Is behind the scenes, Z, Dr. Levine, removed Rachel's own mother from a nursing home before instituting this policy. So it's kind of like insider trading with dead meemaws.
Yeah.
Wait a tick.
Think about this. Instating a policy, nursing homes are going to have to take in nursing homes will all have to take in sick patients. I don't want my mom at the nursing home, okay? Can we take her out?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Now gets to tell you that you have no say in your children using puberty blockers.
And that they don't need a psychological evaluation if they want to have gender confirmation surgery. You see the naming?
Yeah.
They're really
gender
good at
confirmation
naming things.
Surgery.
Yeah. No.
Who got funding to make puberty blockers? Like a scout leader?
It's just like a really scared father.
He's like, is there a way I can keep these this way forever?
NAMLA supported it heartily.
Well, what is the... I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're absolutely right.
I don't mean to be bluntly honest.
No, you do mean to be bluntly honest, and we love you for it, and I agree. I think about it. What would be the appropriate use? I guess, like, maybe if it's one of those, like, kids with progeria, who I don't know, something like that, where they have some sort of accelerated aging disease, maybe, like Charlie Brown. There's a special that was wildly unpopular. You have progeria, Charlie Brown? No one watched it.
No, they didn't. There was some good dancing in it.
There was. If a little repetitive. So just some more history. This isn't necessarily super relevant, but we have a photo here of Rachel as a man with when back then, because I can say this, his wife and children. It's kind of hot. Kind of, you know, and then,
good
you know.
Good time.
You have to wonder.
I didn't know he was Pete Holmes.
/ Jonah Hill / Will Ferrell when he gains a lot of weight, but now is a beautiful and brave Senate Minority Leader.
I understand the transition now.
And used to perform in musical theater. This isn't really relevant. Wow. I just thought it was funny.
Was his wife transitioning in the picture, by
last
the way?
Role was Dr. Scott in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I think we have an overlay here from the Washington Post. It doesn't really matter. I just thought it was funny. Z no longer sings. Z has moved on to bigger and better things. Yes. So I just want to hear from you guys. What you think is most important here? What you think is most important as far as the issues? Look, let me be really clear with this. As far as it relates to the United States being singularly unique from other countries. Look, First Amendment, Second Amendment, no other country has it. Not like us. That's pretty important. As it relates to the most important issues, I do think the idea of family being the central building block before government is necessary. That means nuclear family. Big tech is a problem. People who control the entire sphere of information online, and then after that, you know, get the dementia patient out of office. But those are always those have always been my top issues. It's not necessarily about, you know, state district lines. I think that the idea that men and women are actually a thing, pretty important. And even if you don't believe it, even if you don't agree with it, you should at least take the Jordan Peterson position in believing that people shouldn't be compelled to use unscientific language.
Yeah.
Like we've been doing this show?
We've been doing this show.
You have to.
Just to make sure we don't run afoul of any guidelines.
Of the third rail.
That are not enforced.
Yeah. Beautiful and brave Z.
Yep. Generation Z was a bad idea.
Speaking of guidelines, the chief of the Cherokee Nation has now said that it's time for Jeep to stop using the name. After nearly 50 years on the road, Jeep was pressured by the chief. The guy's name is the chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr.
Ah. Junior.
Wait,
why don't they just have it so the car doesn't come in red?
Yeah, Chuck Hoskin Jr. is the chief of the Cherokee Nation. Probably only has one word for snow. Chuck Hoskin Jr., chief. I love how he's the chief of the Cherokee Nation, but using the word chief is racist.
I don't.
It's like, what's your role, Chuck? Well, many people call me the chief, but you can refer to me as...
You may have seen me before at the end of the evening when the television's signing off. Yeah. That was Dad.
So Chuck Hoskin Jr.
I cry for little.
They were pressured to change the name of its popular Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV. So they actually are doing it. Because according to Chuck, chief of Cherokee.
Chief Chuck.
Hoskin.
Chuck. Have you met the chief of the Apaches, Bob? Don't get me started on Comanche Larry. Yeah. Oh, he's a character.
Arapaho Carl.
He
they
surprised
do not get
me
along.
With the bone tomahawking.
Runs with
maybe it's
Chad.
Woodchuck.
So Hoskin Jr., this is actually from Car and Driver. This is why he demanded it be changed. It does not honor us by having our name plastered on the side of the car. And by the way, to their credit, Chrysler heard the First Nations community and apologized and made amends with the upcoming 2021 4x4 Jeep Grand Scalper. So it seems a little bit tone deaf.
I mean,
I think it looks good.
It's a slow news day.
It really is.
Aerodynamic.
Are the blood splatters like an add-on, or is that standard?
Well, it no longer comes in red, the stick shift will be replaced by a slot machine handle.
You got to pay him back somehow.
We don't want to run afoul of Chief Chuck.
I love that he's a junior. Like, the first time around, you guys didn't get made fun of for Chuck being chief.
Yeah, for Charles. For liberal white girls, it'll be 1/16th charity.
Yes. I forgot this about the story. Chief Chuck.
Junior.
I mean, junior. It's like, look. First off, either this is one of those 1/16th Cherokee guys who just elbowed an actual Native American out of the way to become chief.
Yeah.
Or it's a Native American who changed my name to Chuck because the white man makes me live this way. Well, if you're the chief, change it back.
Yeah.
If you're the representative, change it back from Chuck.
You're the head guy. Go.
Yeah.
Lead.
It's like having a Chinese man who is our ambassador to China named Newt.
Or Larry.
You call him, funnier you with go Larry. Back to the Chinese name. For that obvious. Makes Americans feel better about themselves.
Reasons. I'm spotting in pants from puberty blocker boy.
Spotting in pants.
What Native American name? What do you give to Rachel Levine?
We can't. Wind dick.
We're not allowed because our names are descriptive and we'd be banned from YouTube. So one who rides with Mima, who's been removed from the nursing home. We're not big fans of Levine here. But by the way, we are doing an order for the Nation Tribe. What would you like from Five Guys?
Ghost penis.
If you smoke this, it will appear and talk to you.
Could you imagine, by the way, people always, I just love, this is that example where you have the left, you have Rachel Levine, right, these health secretaries, and they're constantly looking for a victim class, right? Yeah. But they also, keep in mind, they also side, right, with Islamists. What do you think the First Nations people would do if their 6-year-old said they wanted puberty blockers? Yeah. No. Nantuck. I'm not raising any San Francisco queer kids. I think I should be a girl. I think you meant to say that you should walk up and slap the bear as a test of manhood. Go do that and get back to us.
Take peyote first.
Yeah. By the way, hey, Assistant Chief Bob, replace the trained bear. Let's get a wild one out there.
Let's go. Let's make it a fair fight.
All right.
It's Chief Assistant Secretary Brian Ohulak.
Can we get Assistant Chieftain Flanagan in here to make sure that we... Chief Chuck! And everyone just goes on here. Like, Chief Chuck.
Totally
they would have him on
Chuck.
CNN right now, along with catfish with a goatee on the right.
Our accountant, Chief Heilenberg.
And they would just be like, First Nations Chief Chuck. May I call you Chief Chuck? Chuck, can I call you Chief? I'll allow it. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. Say, Don Lemon, stop blowing, guys. Not Felter. Chuck, let me ask you. The peace pipe, is it tobacco or is it weed? At once it was the fire leaf, but we switched to Windex.
The fire leaf.
We huff many paint.
Yes. One of my favorite clips ever. This is when I knew. And then, look, we have a whole thing on Hunter Biden, but you know what? We'll do that. We'll do that on Mug Club only.
He's a good man.
LadderCutter.com/Mug Club. But this is when I knew I was conservative. People say, well, you change, you grow up. Maybe I'm just stunted. I'm pretty much the same as far as how I see the world. I've matured. I have more experience. As when I was a kid, this is when I knew that I was conservative, okay? And I was raised in a Christian household, and so I tended to have those traditional morals, right? And that, I guess now you would say, tomato, men and women are a thing. But I would watch TGIF, and I'd always just try and, skip Sabrina the Teenage Witch because just Melissa Joan Hart. I mean, that's when, you talked about depression.
Mm-hmm.
My first struggle with suicide was when they shoehorned that into TGIF and just Melissa Joan Hart. You know her reaction is to everything is, what?
I like Clarissa.
She explained it, not very well. Clarissa explains ghost penis boy menstruation. I don't know.
Very.
This all might need to be updated. It's a little bit too much of an umbrella term. I don't know what the Nielsen was going to say about that. So I knew that I was conservative because after TGIF, 2020 used to come on.
Yes.
With, was it Phil Donahue and Barbara Walters? It was Barbara Walters.
Barbara
and,
Walters, for sure.
Barbara Walters and John Stossel had his... Give me a break segments, okay? Yeah,
the best.
And I didn't even know what a conservative or a libertarian was. And I've had him on the show, and I don't think he'll come back. His pick, last time we said, hey, Mr. Stoss, would like to be on the show? Answer, no. Okay. He's that kind of guy. But it doesn't mean he's mad. He's just very blunt. So
was he Stone did a Phillips? Sorry.
He did a segment. Did you used to watch it?
I did. Yeah.
And he would talk to them like they were children. And he did one on Native American tribes. And he was interviewing, and I think the name, I don't think it was, this was, this was pre-Chief Chuck. And he interviewed him, and he said, but hold on a second. He said, but you are living with electricity and running water. He goes, well, I do that because I'm not saying that everything from the white man is bad, but they still have displaced us and changed our way of life. And he goes, but you're wearing jeans. And as a kid, I was... trying to catch my breath, laughing so hard. It wasn't an intellectual response with like some kind of policy. He goes, but, and I remember he had the high-waisted, the lowest Wrangler, Brett Favre, when he's not sending dick pic jeans. And he just goes, but you're wearing jeans. And the camera shows the jeans.
Bad jeans.
And as a kid, I was like, I want to be like, I want to party with that guy. That's what I am. I don't know what this is, but I need more of that. And I bought his biography, and that's how I knew I was a conservative. And you know what? Before we go, comment.
Yes.
You tell me what your moment was. When did you actually find out that you were sort of leaning right? I guess sometimes people use the term right, red pill.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, you can leave that below. And, oh, I'm hearing actually before we go to YouTube that we actually have exclusive audio. Okay. Yeah. And here's the problem now. It's because we get the right sometimes and then we don't get what we pay for.
Right.
Spotify podcast with Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have an exclusive for next week. They're already scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's just his, it's just his DUI tape.
Can you roll down your window, please, sir?
I can't roll down my window, man. I gotta keep my hands sanitized.
This is a Wrangler. Can you unzip your window, please?
Hey, man, what you want? I'm back to blue.
Oh, you're Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I was born in the USA.
Yeah, okay. I just need to see your license and... Wow, you reek like alcohol.
I just had one shot in the dark.
No, it's fine. Look, there's two. It's just me and you. How many did you have? It's okay.
Hey, man, the boss don't lie. I had this one shot. And I hope you've been good this year. Santa gonna come down your chimney, cuz Santa Claus is coming to town. Back to blue.
You are hammered. I just saw you pull over by a church and look at dirt. Did you seriously just have one shot?
I can't remember if it was Silver or Padron or Padron. One means dad and one means the boss, which I am.
Seriously, get out of the car, and if you were black, I would f***ing shoot you.
I get out of the car. I can't find my feet.
You know what? I don't always... Sometimes Black Lives Matter has a point.
They do.
That officer needs to be reprimanded.
Yeah,
very much
I don't
so.
Think he should still be on the force. Mm-hmm. And they should have given the boss a sobriety test and run him over.
Yeah.
YouTube, we love you, but there's more of this on a slow news day. So I don't think we're going to fare very well here. Everyone else, you can go to Mug Club. YouTube.